Well, let me flash back and see what we've done over the recent weeks. Week one, so we have looked at two items so far. We've looked at how to find your passion. And it's going to be interesting this morning as we add a new area to look back at these and say, hey, what are those and how do they all relate? Last week, we looked at finding your mission. Okay, we said something, for example, like mission is what you want to be and do to others to impact them positively throughout your lifetime. Slight emphasis on throughout your lifetime and the being and the doing. We then began to ask ourselves some questions with a handout. So what must you be to impact people? What must you do to impact people? Who do you want to impact? Remember, there were some people groups. And what will be the result of the impact at the end? We then populated this little chart to try and get a handle on how we're actually going to write this and frame this because it was all over the place. And finally, we came to the point where we said, okay, my mission is X, Y, Z. If you want to hear some of those, the whole world is listening to them. I got a call from Barack Obama to say he really appreciated your mission statements and he wants to use some of you in the secret forces. And so it's about understanding where we're going, right? So today we want to look at finding your destiny. And this is your chance. Turn to someone next to you and ask them, so how is destiny different to mission? See if they know the difference between your destiny and your mission. Okay, getting some ideas. Hope some of you are getting some good answers. Now, you know that when you take a dictionary, right? You take a book, you read one author, and the author says, I'm going to define vision for you. And then he comes up with a vision. You'll read another book, and it's like, oh, that doesn't seem to be exactly the same, right? Even a dictionary would sometimes say A, B, C, D. He has some definitions. So there's actually no right or wrong idea. But we want to take, for the purpose of this series, something really specific out of what destiny is, okay? So let me tentatively define it as follows. Destiny is the specific task that God has placed me on earth to accomplish. It's something specific. I'm going to do it. I'm going to know when I've done it. And my life's going to lead up to that. There could be more than one. So now destiny is used in a general sense. Well, your ultimate destiny. Maybe my destiny is to just live in England. Well, that's cool, but it's very selfish. It's me. And if I put destiny alongside mission, I think you can start to see how we might differentiate that. Mission is this long life journey thing. It's what I am. It's what I end up doing. But it's throughout my lifetime. And we said, right on my deathbed, I must still be able to do that. Remember that picture of the angel and the grim reaper playing cards after that old man? And I said, even then, I must still be able to live my mission. However, destiny is something more specific. It's something that God's going to do. Debbie, this morning when we were praying for the service, spoke about Esther. And Esther's destiny was to enter a beauty pageant, to win the beauty pageant, to become taken in as the queen of a king in a nation that was going to destroy every single Jewish believer. That would cut off the line of Jesus. So we would have no salvation today if it wasn't for her. And Mordecai, her uncle, said, perhaps God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. This is your destiny, Esther. You have to do this. And maybe you think it's demeaning to parade around in front of the king. And she spent apparently a whole year in preparation for that event. But it was her destiny. And at a critical moment when a plot was hatched to destroy the Jews, she had the ear of the king because she was, I'd like to say, his only childhood bride wife, but one of his wives. Wow. She had a destiny. She did something. Now, we're going to suggest today that destiny has four dimensions to it. You already see where we're going to go in a while, maybe with a worksheet. But my destiny is tailor-made to my talents and gifts. God probably won't call me to enter a beauty pageant to be win the heart of a king. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I'm thinking that it'll be a very weird king who looks at me and this 10 girls, I want Mark. Okay? It's not going to happen. And I know that there's beauty therapies, and some of you are going to be beauty therapists, and you can do a lot with a pretty young girl. but with this face, it ain't gonna happen. It's tailor-made to your unique talents and gifts. Futhi's like, yeah, I'm glad he's not even entering the competition. Secondly, it's going to reflect my spiritual passion. So we're going to reach back to week one. Those of you who weren't here can revisit that in the time you have just now. It's going to reflect my passion. It's not going to be something that I'm disinterested in, something that leaves me unmoved. It's going to be something that when I do it, I'm excited about it. It's going to meet a need in society, because somewhere out in society, something needs to be done, and I'm going to bring my talents and gifts, my passion, I'm going to see that need, and something within me, a conviction or a conscience, is going to drive up and push me, you know, the quit shoving, and I can't not do that. I'm going to be compelled. My conscience and convictions are going to force me to do it. It's almost like there's four roads leading into an intersection. Well, that's what four roads do. They create an intersection. And in that middle of that intersection is destiny. And each of those roads, when we figure those out, it will tell us that is our destiny, our ability, our passion, a need in society, and our conscience. Get it? Simple, right? Very simple. Watch one young man actually do this and live his destiny. That's powerful, eh? I want to suggest that when you think back to the framework we're using, that my destiny uses my abilities. Did Coach or did Stone have some abilities in the era of football? Clearly, because he's able to coach these young guys. Looked like maybe he had some skills in the area of woodwork and metalwork and stuff, because he's going to get them going in that direction. Did it reflect his passion? Did you notice he came and said to the guy from Cornerstone, you don't even need to pay me for this. When someone says that to you, you know that there's a passion. You know what I mean? If I want 10 grand for doing this for you, then yeah, maybe it's my passion, but maybe it's something else. It answered a need in society because they looked around and said, hey, there's a need here. And it matched his conscience. His conscience said, I need to make a difference. I need to do something. So how do we find that? Do we have to travel to Uganda? Spent a weekend in Uganda. Does that mean my destiny was there? Well, not necessarily. What do you need to do? What are the steps to destiny? Well, I'm thinking like we've already maybe hinted at it, right? That at the intersection of some ability you've got, some passion or your passion, a need around you, and finally, a conviction in your heart where your conscience says, this is my time. I am born and wired for this. Right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to grab one of these. If you guys can make sure everyone in the house gets one of those. Make sure everyone gets a pen. Thanks, Debs. Okay, and we're going to kind of take it slow, give you a bit of time, as much time as we can. Last week in 20 minutes, we got towards really identifying what our mission is. You're going to do it in pencil because things evolve and develop and change, even though you're going to use a pen. And there's simply going to be a number of questions in four areas. So think of yourself at the moment in the desert with some way to go and what's going to get you to your destination. So we're going to begin with our natural abilities and giftings. Spiritual gifts. So we'll work together, right? So we're only going to do the abilities worksheet past. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to put one or two thoughts down for each of these questions. And then in the block on the right, you're going to maybe pull it together and say, here's my abilities. Here's my top two or top three. Or I could only find one. Here it is. If you can't think of a second one, just write down chewing gum, because most people are fairly good at that. You know what I mean? If you only go and you, and the person next to you has like nine, just write chewing gum, table tennis, tiddlywinks. Okay, so the first question, do you have enough? Is there enough? Debs? One or any extras? And pens? To be there, I did put one or two odd-looking pens. Looks like we need the odd-looking pens. Just on the table in front of you there, next to the sound desk, there's one or two pens. She needs a pen. I don't know if they've already been handed out, but Cool. So first question, what are some of the things that you find easy to do that people have maybe said to you, wow, that is so hard. How do you just do that? Okay? So don't stereotype. You're not looking at missionary work now. You're not looking at just, well, it could be anything. Okay? So don't stereotype. It could be anything. You've got this ability with mathematics. People like, whoa, swimming, you know? Trent's probably going to write that down somewhere on that page. You might as just write it everywhere. You know, just fill it in because you are so awesomeness at that. So what do you find easy to do that others might struggle with? Then move on to what are you really good at doing? What are you good at? Now forget about false humility and like, oh, maybe I don't want to be proud. Man, if you can do woodwork like Mango, you don't like, well, I cut the odd piece of work. No, you don't cut the odd piece of wood. You create guitars and fish wrecks with six packs. Okay, so don't be humble. Write it down. And the third one is, what are some of maybe your natural or maybe more spiritual gifts? Okay? What are some of your gifts? And be practical, you know? Choose practical stuff. If you want. And then write in that little block, my abilities are. Doesn't have to be an exhausted list because then I'd need six pieces of paper for Patrick. Okay? Can we head to the next one? Now, this next one's going to be interesting because I would say 80% of you are here on week one. So what you need to do, if you were here on week one, you need to reach back to week one, and you can cut to the block if you want. If you kind of remember what you thought your passion was, you can kind of just fill it in. If you need a refresher and you weren't here, there are three of the five questions we used. What do you talk about that gets you really excited? You know? What is it that, like, when we were driving on the car on Friday night, Saki, he's, like, talking, like, nonstop. I just asked one or two questions about what he does. And he's like, you can just see the dude loves doing ministry, you know? It's like a passion. It's when I ask you a question, you know, I can't stop you, okay? What have been your five greatest achievements? Helped us see what we've done in the past because it relates to going forward. And then what difference do you want to make in the world? Okay, passion normally leads to bringing some form of change of sorts. And so cut to the chase if you've done it. Otherwise, put a few thoughts next to each of those and then try. You know, and as we're doing this before God, God might just be whispering into your heart right away, like, dude, this is it. And for many of us, this is already stuff we know to some extent. Okay, so we're kind of halfway through. Some of you just need a minute maybe more, but kind of halfway through, we're thinking about abilities. So the one road leading into the intersection, we've reminded ourselves, or it's new for some of us, what am I passionate about? And we're going to look at a third road now. Now, what needs to be changed in the world around you? Maybe you've seen something, or you've thought about something that, hey, with my abilities, I could do something. I remember spending years in a Bible college training youth pastors, full-time youth pastors, and I was sending them out all around the country, and I had leaders in every city, which was great, because wherever I drove, I could stay at someone's house, because there were these youth pastors everywhere. And God dropped a real bombshell in me and said, if you want to reach Africa, you can't just train people who are going to get a salary in a local church. You've got to train leaders who are in communities. And it's not just South Africa, it's the continent. And it was God taking my abilities to train, giving me a broader passion, and the need was that across the continent, leaders needed to be trained. And it started the adventure of a lifetime in traveling to some 16 African countries, five times to each country, thousands of leaders trained. I think the last time I took stock, like 3,000 or 4,000 leaders had gone through four levels of training. There was regional directors, country directors in those 16 countries, and it's still carrying on. So it was a destiny thing. And I've walked away from it to do this, but it was that specific task that God gave me to do, and it wasn't my thing, so I was able to pass it on to others. And it's still running in Heidelberg, or from Heidelberg as a base. And so here's what you want to answer. What would you like to change in the world? Secondly, what needs have you noticed around you lately? And thirdly, if I gave you R1 million, I was literally given 1.4 million rand, okay, to do this thing in Africa by an organizer, a church in America. I literally got given, like, here's 1.5 million rand, and it took me far. It helped me in 6 countries. If I gave that to you, 1 million, how would you use it to meet needs around you? Not just to do out your bedroom or to buy a house for yourself, unless the house is for home base, for orphans in need. Okay? What needs to be changed in the world? What have you seen that you could bring your gifts to? Number 4, it's that voice inside of me that will compel me to take action. So some questions about our conscience or our convictions. What do you feel driven towards doing in life? What are you starting to feel like, I should do something about that thing on that other block maybe? What do you want to be remembered for when you go? And what would you be willing to die for? I was willing to die for that vision in some of the places that I went into. I literally was. My family wasn't so willing to let me die, but I felt that I needed to do this. And my motto was, I will mobilize this movement into 53 African countries or die trying. Fortunately, I only had to do 16, and JLife are doing the rest. So I'm not going to actually die. Whew! But it was close. It was touch and go. But I was willing to. Willing to. So the block is my conscience is pushing me to do this or that, or that's voice in my head is telling me to eat more peppermints or whatever it is, very significant. Hopefully a bit more significant. Open a wakaberry in Parktown Girls, if that's the need. Okay, either keep working on that or cut to the last step. I want you to write your destiny in a statement. And you might want to think of it, the statement, as the task God wants me to do in the next while, and remember, the destiny is something specific. Esther didn't become a serial beauty queen, pageant person, king, hooker-upper lady. She did it once, okay? Because this is not your life mission. This is some destiny. She moved on to other things, I'm sure. Okay, so what are you starting to feel brings together those 4 elements? Your abilities, your passion, some need in society, and a conviction or conscience that you can do something about that. And while you're doing it, you're asking yourself 2 questions. Okay, so does this bring God praise? And secondly, does this build people? Which does kind of rule out the wakaberry thing, sadly. I really thought I was going to do that in my home. Darn. So test it as you're doing it, as you write it. And the final step allows us now to hear ourselves actually verbalize this crazy thing called love. Oh, no. This crazy thing that's come to us. And it's tentative, right? It's pencil. You're going to speak pencil. So I don't want you to speak pen now. You're going to speak cloud, like puffy words, not like, shoot me next Friday if I haven't done this. But like, this could be it. This could just be what I'm put on this earth to do in this next month, in this next year. Or I'm going to move toward this because maybe I need to raise that 1.5 million rand. God took the rand-dollar exchange rate to 14 to 1 to allow the money I was given to really go far. So God, I had to wait like sort of 6 months before I hit Ghana for the first time. So it's somewhat tentative, but it's a stab, okay? So here's the rules. One at a time, you're going to stand in front of your peers, put your shoulders back, and you're going to tell them what your passion is. Just that last block, okay? So you're not going to go through all your things. You're going to say to them, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Look at me. Don't look away. Okay, and you're going to say, my passion is. You up for it? One at a time in your group of 5. Thank you. Your destiny. You guys are really listening. I thought I'd just like do this for my benefit on a Sunday morning. Well done, Fruity, and God's will. Okay, there you go. and you're choosing to send someone, we are going to start with Toboho's group at the back. Who's stepping forward? Ah, yes, you have to. Matilda's coming forward.
Okay, my destiny is to go to Germany and reach the lost in Germany, because they were once a nation that was that believed in God, but when Hitler came and killed all the Jews, they started losing track of God and they lose relationship with Him. So I believe God is sending me to go and bring that country back to Him.
Okay, so I feel my destiny is to go back home to Nigeria, because that's where I'm from, and just bring God back to the people, you know, back to, you know, the villages, because it's such an extremely populated country and there's so much poverty. And, you know, everyone's struggling and everyone wants to believe, but when there's not much around to believe in, what can you believe in? So I just want to go back and bring Christ, bring the love of God into that country so that it can prosper as a nation.
My destiny is to help those around me with broken families and bring godly morals, ideals, and values into the higher corporate world, mainly in the field of IT. And that's basically where I feel.
Okay, well, our group, we have like a group plan how we're going to help each other's destinies come true, and I'm also going to read mine, so I'll read mine and then our plan. Okay, so mine is, make an impact on the education system in South Africa by empowering and mentoring students. And our group plan is, Terrence is going to have like a massive shelter, Rebecca's going to be the chef, I'm going to help educate the students, Shalom's just going to spread love, David's going to be a sous chef, and Catherine's just going to help fix things.
And I saw such an awesome Facebook post yesterday from a friend of mine, Graham Codrington, who said his wife was in Alex yesterday just helping learners, like an after-school type program. And she does it like sort of a couple times a month. And there was two other people that he had mentioned were there. And it's an education intervention. Awesome. And it's a group of people doing it. Dima Katsu, who's in your group that's coming forward?
Hi, guys. This is Lorraine's mission statement. She's kind of shy, so I'm going to read it for her. I mean, my destiny is to do awesome things, such as sharing the gospel, helping people with poverty, helping them with water, food, and shelter.
Nice. I reckon people would be willing to give to that vision, that mission. You tell people that's what you want to do. When I stomped around telling people about training leaders in Africa, they just were like, 35,000 rand from this place, 15,000 from that place, 100,000 from that. It's just, and this is dollars, not rands. Because people want to give. You do something unselfish and you will get a backing. Okay.
People to find. My destiny has to go along the lines of orthodontistry, because I really have this feeling that I'm supposed to help everyone around me smile, because a lot of people, i.e. sometimes David, sometimes Mango, sometimes they'll feel down and they won't know what to do. So it's either to keep them smiling or to keep them feeling like, yeah, I have something in me that I can share, I can help people out, because if they're not happy, what's the point of not being happy?
To travel the world and help changing lives one by one. Well.
Okay, so my destiny is to become a famous rugby player / accountant that fights to stop discrimination, to help children, and to praise God.
My destiny is to go around the world and help kids know the power in the name of God.
Okay. My destiny is to speak up and to be heard, to break people's bondages, to stop abuse, and to change people's lives through God.
Okay, very good. So the challenge for you is to live it now, okay? Let it as it unfolds, make steps, grow in character. You know, people will back you if they can see you upright, you have character. Take responsibility. Say, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? I'm going to make a difference. And upskill. Maybe you need some more skills before you get there. And do something. Take a step, move in the right direction. This happened, a famous statement, not that picture, the words, in the World War when Britain was about to be annihilated by the German bombing, right? And Winston Churchill, the bulldog, stood up and said, to every man that comes in his lifetime, that special moment when he is figuratively tapped on the shoulder and he is offered a chance to do a very special thing, unique to him and fitted to his talents. Does it sound like what we're talking about today? Well, sometime in your lifetime, you're tapped on your shoulder and you're offered to do something very unique to you. What a tragedy if that moment finds him unprepared or unqualified for the work which would be his finest hour. If I'm distracted, if I'm doing the wrong stuff, not doing right, what a pity. Tebogo, won't you come and pray that God would help us live our destiny? Thanks, bro.
All right, guys, let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're faithful. And God, you will never leave us nor forsake us. With all our dreams, with all our aspirations, and all our destinies. Father God, we thank you that you have plan for us, plan to prosper us. Plan, Father God, that we may give glory to your name. And I pray for each and every individual in this place that God, with all their aspirations, missions, destinies, and all the goals that they have set for their lives. We pray, God, that you will direct, that you will lead, and God, that they will have clear direction as to which directions to go. We pray, Father God, we know that it's not by power nor by might, but it is by the Spirit of God, says the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for everything that we've done, and we pray that God, as we go home, that God, everything that we've spoken about, that we've discussed, we will keep on burning. It will keep on burning in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, next week we have a huge privilege to have James sharing and preaching. He'll be helping us find our way. You don't want to miss next week, because if you get lost after that, it's your bad luck because you weren't here. Okay, so next Sunday is going to be huge. God bless you. Have a fabulous week.